Welcome to the spin-off of There's a Workshop for That, your bi-monthly rendezvous with Nati,
Appa,
and Audrey.
We're here to unpack our thoughts on facilitation, workshopping, and a silly little thing called life.
Give us some love, subscribe, share, and add a nice review.
Thank you for tuning in. Let's talk.
Hi, girls.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Hey, Nati. Hey, Appa. So good to see you.
Oh, I'm so tired. I just came back from Switzerland from doing a bunch of workshops, and I'm so happy to see you guys. It's so nice to see you.
Yeah, it's so nice to see you.
I'm so jealous. Like, you're traveling and me, I'm just stuck in London. Like, it's just impossible to get away, but...
Believe me, it's not as fun as it looks. Sounds. You have to deal with people.
Oh my goodness.
Always. What about you, Nati? How's it going?
At the end of my preparation to go to Bali. But I'm a little bit exhausted also. I had, today I had a call with a potential client of mine.
Ooh.
Yeah, actually it's a good thing. But you know how it is when you have someone on a call and you don't feel the vibe.
Every day.
So it's not that the person is a bad person or something. It was a very kind person, but it's like it's not vibing. And I always told myself as I start to be a freelancer, I would like to love, of course, always with ideal client. But you cannot only work with ideal client.
Yeah.
But in this case, yeah, I don't know. And I don't know where it's come from. I cannot describe it, actually, why it didn't vibes.
Personality, yeah. Maybe, no?
Yeah, true. I mean, we all three are ENFP, personality.
Yeah, I think this was something we spoke about when we met together, right?
Yeah.
About how it's interesting it's that crazy. We were all ENFPs.
Basically, you're just, like, making the obvious statement. Like, we're all, like... thinking in the same way, we're clicking with the same kind of information, but yeah, like I think you were about to say we're speaking French to our audience. Like, what is the damn ENFP? Like,
yeah, what is the damn ENFP?
What is that thing? Like,
yeah, extrovert?
Extroverted. Oh, yeah, extroverted and introverted. So those are the two.
ENFP and INFP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ENFP is like an acronym and it comes from like a test that helps people discover their personality and kind of like put a label on it in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like an analysis of four dimension. Like the first one is like assessing how you get your energy.
Yeah.
The second dimension is about how do you process information, what kind of information you prefer to use.
Mm-hmm.
The third dimension is about like how you make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one, is about how do you deal with the world around you and what's your kind of lifestyle. So there's like four dimensions, hence the four letters.
Mm-hmm.
And for each dimension, you basically have a spectrum with like, it's not like a low and high, it's more like extreme opposite, like the yin and the yang kind of thing.
Yeah.
So ENFP, to come back to what you guys were saying, like the extrovert, so... we're extroverts, we gain energy when we are surrounded by people, when we meet with people. Then N is for intuition, and that's like how we prefer to use the information around us. We're going to like follow our guts, we're going to have a vision, we're going to be like driven by things we feel.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third dimension, so feeling, how we make decisions, and that's where... I love, like, how do you make a decision when you need to purchase something? Like, do you make, like, plenty of analysis, watch 1,000 reviews on YouTube, etc.? Like,
never.
Never, ever.
It's just like,
I would be like, I like the color.
Yeah.
It's pink.
I want to have it. Yeah, it's pink.
It's pink. I need that thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like a feeling. And the fourth dimension and last, in our case, is perceiving and how we deal with the world. So... a perceiving person is more likely to be like spontaneous, like flexible, adaptable. You may not have like the most rigorous agenda, and you're just gonna go with the flow. I kind of want to say, does that make sense? Or
yeah, that makes sense.
You explain it so well.
Yeah,
you always
explain
it. Thank you, guys.
You're
just
so
the best.
Nice.
We're clicking. We're ENFP.
I guess there is a lot of facilitators. I guess because of this. All the abilities are on the, how to say it, the criteria of this kind of personalities. I think there are a lot of facilitators who are ENFP or ANFP,
I guess. Yeah, I mean, ENFPs are, I think, at least from myself, they're, you know, we really tend to, firstly, of course, we're extroverted, but we're also quite good communicators, we're curious, we're perceptive, you know, we're enthusiastic about things. And yeah. I think these are all really, I would say, traits of a facilitator, a good facilitator. Whereas INFP, which is on the other side, which is more intuitive, more introverted, they're more, let's say, quiet, but they're also empathetic, they're open-minded, they can, you know, hold themselves back a little bit, which I think ENFPs as facilitators might struggle with. At least I definitely struggle with that, you know, be the guide, not the hero.
I think the INFP have more the thing to go in this role because naturally they are not the...
They don't want to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
I would say sometimes, I mean, and in my experience, INFPs are also sometimes even better facilitators because of this reason.
But interesting.
Like, I mean, most of the facilitators I know fall into either one of these two categories.
I remember at the retreat, like where we met with Nati.
Yeah. At the AJ and Smart One.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it was just insane when we started talking about like personality stuff, like how everybody suddenly started revealing their type. And it was like just amazing to see that we were surrounded by ENFP or INFP primarily. Of course, it's not like you have to be this to be a facilitator.
Yeah.
But it was just amazing like to acknowledge that moment, basically.
But I think it's also the reason why it was like a bang as we met.
I think this
is one of the reasons, I guess.
No, definitely. I mean... There's a reason why group, like also, you know, there's a bubble in any kind of information that we get, you know, in any, why there's these bubbles even on social media nowadays, because you're always surrounding yourself with similar people. That's who you click with initially, right?
Yeah.
My husband, for example, is the opposite of me. He's an ISTJ, which is a logistician.
Good leg with that.
It is very, very hard, but at the same time, it's also very, very good because when you're in a relationship, you need to have that balance.
Yeah, the pole, the yin and the yang.
The yin and the yang, right? And but it's so interesting because for me, you know, working with people, also facilitating, I have to deal with personalities all the time.
Yeah.
Difficult participants, people identifying the participants that are going to drive the agenda that, you know, I need to get them to, right? And that requires me to not only understand myself as a facilitator, what is my personality type, but also the personality types of the people in the room and how to... for lack of a better word, like use the participants and their personalities to get to the outcome or the output that is previously arranged, right?
Yeah.
So it really changed my perception.
Yeah, and I think it was one of the reason why years ago, as I was a project manager, I realized that I didn't have the tools. I was scanning the room and the people I was working with. So they were, of course, from different departments, so they all had different kind of perspective and languages. But you know how it is, for example, in a meeting, when someone is talking, and you know that the person on your right know the answers or has the information but is not talking.
Yeah.
And then coming out from all this meeting, everybody got actually the same informations from me, but they record it completely differently.
Yeah.
And I think it's coming from these different kind of personalities, and I was looking for methods to get everyone aligned, and this is how I came to be interesting in this kind of methods, and it was facilitation, and this was the very beginning to really realize, okay, everyone is acting differently, is recording information differently, because it has a big impact in everything. It has a big impact in collaboration, it has a big impact in how to build a team, for example.
Yeah.
It would be very interesting if you could build a team with different kind of personality, but knowing that they can fit together, but they can complete together.
But you're spot on with that, because it's something that, as well, when I uncovered this whole world of like the different personalities and what it may mean, it's like the world starting like illuminating itself. It was now I understand why I can't talk to my dad like this, or now I understand why I don't like my in-laws, or then I start understanding why my colleague is behaving like that. Why do these people don't understand the big vision, and why do they want so many details, and like, what is it that makes this person so organized? And then me, I'm just like an organized mess. It's like you start like clicking, and then the bubbles and the lights happens, and you just start seeing the world in a different way. And it helped me with like human interaction, like 101. It's like start by being aware of your own personality type, acknowledging what makes you you as a person, as a facilitator, and then try to observe and assess and guess. It's a little bit of a game as well when you're thinking about it. It's so funny. Try to guess like what are the personality types of people around you. If you're working in a team in particular, it's brilliant. And the good news for you, Natty, is that you're not the first person asking yourself, like, how can I better leverage like this kind of information? Yeah. Or if I were able to build a team with like the different personality and etc., there are other tools that can be leveraged to start going in that direction. There are other tests that you can take on your own or with your colleagues, with your facilitators or participants in the room, to try and understand even better what are the team dynamics, what are they at, and then where you want them to be, and then you can like leverage the, in a way, the strengths, the natural strengths of each other, and you can like get better results, in a more fun way as well.
If you don't want to miss the release of future episodes, press the subscribe button on your podcast app and don't hesitate to send us your questions or comments, which I'll be sure to answer at podcast@laworkshoppers.com. I also invite you to sign up for our newsletter called La Workshoppers Gazette to receive valuable resources on facilitation, upcoming events, podcast guests, and services offered by La Workshoppers team.
I think there are more and more companies who are doing when you're coming for an interview.
Yes.
The last company I was, as I was an in-house consultant, after the last interview, the HR gave me, it was like 40 questions to fill in. I was just disappointed that I didn't get the result at the time. I don't know exactly which kind of personality test it was, but
It's funny how I sometimes feel like, you know, the people who need to be aware of this the most are the least aware of it.
Don't tell me about it.
The least wanting to be aware of it. Because I think a lot of people weaponize also this kind of information and can weaponize this information against others to manipulate and, you know, get people to do what they want to do in not such a nice way. So I think, you know, being aware of this, like I'm quite open and can, and, you know, I share. But it's also sometimes, you know, could be used against you. So I think it's important to be aware of this. And there are so many tests now. Like, you were also, I think we were mentioning it earlier. So this is based on Myers-Briggs, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, MBTI, Myers-Briggs Type Indicator.
Mm-hmm. But there's also, I know a lot of people throw around, you're so red, you're so yellow.
Oh, yeah, true.
Are you aware of this, Audrey?
Yeah. So this is like another type of test. It's called the DISC. Mm-hmm. And it helps you basically understand like your type of communication as well.
Ah, right.
And so we talk about like the four colors, so yellow, red, blue, and green. Mm-hmm. And they will kind of indicate how you process and communicate best. So the red are the, what we would call the drivers. Mm-hmm. So they're typically the people who will, you know, when you send an email and they're going to love just bullet points.
Yeah.
Like, just go straight to the point. Like, tell me what you want from me, or tell me what it is that I need to know.
And not, hello, and how then, are you? But
exactly. Like, they just want, like, I used to call that the Americans, but now they're just the drivers. They're people who are going to be, like, keeping you on your toes and, like, keep things moving. And you need them. They're, like, they're perfect for, like, leading teams or getting things done as well. another color would be the blue. They're more like empathetic. They're a little bit like the opposite of the drivers, because mm-hmm. empathetic, they're going to need, it's stronger than they would appreciate. They need the, hello, how are you doing? Have a great weekend. Like, I can't wait to see you. Like, mm-hmm. they will love this little human touch in mm-hmm. the conversation and communication. They care.
I'm like this.
So mm-hmm. blue are there. Then you've got the yellow, they're the analytical. And these analytical people, they are the one who loves diving into the details. I mean, give them a spreadsheet, give them tons of data, give them PowerPoint with like tons of like material that they need to process. And they just love it, they need it. Like, they're not gonna just make a decision without having the information.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last bit, they're more the green one, they're more like the curious, they want to have open conversation, they wanna take into consideration others' opinion, they're more inclusive, they want the dynamic to be right. So mm-hmm. they're going to be a bit of like a mix of everything as well. And they're gonna be more driving by their energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, generally speaking, let's face it.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, everybody kind of find themselves at time in one of those buckets. Of course, it depends. Sometimes your profession is also going to influence or, like, change, make you evolve. And, like, you accept and you can have, like, different type of communication like that. But you're going to have, like, your most natural one. And it's going to be one of those themes. Yeah. So, yeah, that's another great example, actually.
But this is a good thing that you can use in workshops, for example, when you're doing I don't know, I imagine like you're doing in workshops with a team who has some conflicts or something like that. You can use this test mm-hmm. like this mm-hmm. so absolutely. Just to make them aware that they are different and they're mm-hmm.
yeah.
I mean, there's a really good book, I think it's called Surrounded by Idiots by Thomas Erickson. And it's interesting because every person who's in one of these buckets feels like the others are idiots, right?
So, yes.
So I think it's really interesting book. It's one that also talks about colors, and I know at least a lot of companies are using this much easier to, let's say, look at a color and say, okay, that person seems more red.
Yeah.
Or seems more blue.
Yeah.
And having that common, common shared language within the company as well is very important, but also in any form of interaction.
Yeah. But sometimes you can, the strange things with personalities is sometimes there are personalities you don't vibe with.
Yeah.
But actually when you work with them, then it's really a good fit.
Yeah. Or you need a mediator, another type of personality who mediates between. And I think especially as a facilitator, identifying those groups when you're working in those, you know, if you're seeing something is not working, identifying, maybe those are very different personality types and not being able to come to a agreement, maybe adding another person to that sub-team, for example, to mediate that conversation a little bit might be a great thing, because at the end of the day, also working with the same kind of people lead to similar kind of results, whereas if you need innovation, you need that back and forth.
You need a bit of conflict and you need a bit of a challenging moment to avoid like missing opportunities, basically. That's typically that. I mean, I'm like this. I know I hate details, like
me too.
I hate these things. I have this colleague, he's a brilliant product manager, okay?
Yeah.
And I just love working with him because I know we're like opposite in terms of personality, but I know that when I need someone to look at the data, I just need to give it to him and I trust he's gonna do a brilliant job. Because he's going to go in detail. He loves it. And he's really good at communicating it back as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it sparkles him. Like he just loves the data. And and on the other side, I'm like way better at telling the story. Yeah. Like he hates presenting. it's like anxiety, panic attack moment. But for me, it's like, I just love it. Like telling the story and trusting that what I'm saying is like validated and on point. I mean, I can just thank him, like seriously.
Mm. But my last boss, it was the best person to work with.
Yeah.
But, and I was always admiring him, how he can build a plan, like in 5 minutes. It was like, I wanted to have a USB between his brain and my brain. But when it came to also to present something or to be intuitive because of things happening, and it was not in his plan, like, then he knew he can count on me because this is where I'm good at. I'm good at changing things last minute and things like that.
I'm actually funny because you guys are ENFP, I'm ENFP. I'm pretty detail oriented and I also really, really love data. Like, I don't like numbers.
Maybe you're in between.
Like I definitely don't like numbers. I love content. So if you give me a lot of content, and I'm also love telling the story, but being able to identify those common themes among stories. So really interesting because, you know, you both are similar in this.
Yeah.
But I'm often told that upper, high level, high level.
Yeah. Maybe you're an S disguised in an N. Like, she's trying to get us there.
What was N again?
N is for intuition, is how you
do it. I am very intuitive. No, definitely.
That's where it's confusing. Like, I mean, you have to listen to me, guys, because it can be a little bit misleading, like intuition, but it's like, it's not just follow your guts. It's how you prefer to deal with information. But
I wish I trusted my gut more. That's definitely
me
the case.
Me too. Sometimes I wonder... I'm asking myself, is it my gut or not? Is it my intuition or not? And I don't trust this intuition. And at least I always recognize that my intuition was the right one for me. The right one for me.
Well, that's going to be for another podcast because then it's dealing with your brain and how your brain process things.
There's a brain-gut connection, right?
You're right.
But what would be really interesting, I mean, we're talking about facilitators, right? And of course, this is, I mean, we haven't done some large research to check if ENFP and INFP...
I didn't. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Maybe your colleague did. But it would be really interesting because this is something just out of, like, the people that we've asked, that ENFP and INFP are quite common when it comes to facilitation. But if there's one of you guys out there who's listening to us who are not ENFP or INFP and would like to share your personality type and maybe what superpowers that personality type led to your facilitation career or what you could leverage... we would be super, super interesting. I mean, I would be super, super interested.
Me too. And we could write of one of your personality, one of your profile, and highlight one of you on the newsletter. That would be a good point.
Yeah, in La Workshoppers Gazette.
Yeah.
It would be a pleasure to have you there. So please reach out and tell us more about your personality that is not ENFP or INFP. And we're going to spotlight you in our Gazette.
Gazette.
Can't wait.
Perfect. Thank you. So, girls, see you next time.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye, guys.